This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إلها واحدا أحدا صمدا لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. وأشهد أن نبينا وعظيمنا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وحبيبه. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وبعد، يقول جل جلاله في محكم كتابه: وما خلقنا السماوات والأرض وما بينهما لاعبين ما خلقناهما إلا بالحق. He says subhanahu wa ta'ala, and indeed we did not create the cosmos of the earth with the intention of playing those who created them through righteousness. This is the 15th installment within the series of khutbahs that I began 2 months ago. And this khutbah here today is an extremely important one for multiple reasons. I think it's also very relevant for the time. Here's the definitely part. Definitely, everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, He created with purpose. Definitely, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything that He made, everything that He put into motion in this world, He did, and there is a purpose and aim for all of it.
All of the commands that we have within our deen, mu'allala. They have reasons for them. They have goals and they have purposes that they need to serve. That goes beyond any room for debate within our deen. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not create anything with the intention of play. It is not for fun. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ فَتَعَالَى اللَّهُ الْمَلِكُ الْحَقِّ. Did you think that we created you with no purpose, aimlessly, and that you had no destination, and that you would not return back one day? Everything within His universe, subhanahu wa ta'ala, serves a specific goal that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has designated for it. Allahu alladhi khalaqa as-samawati wal-ardha wa anzala min as-samai ma'a fa akhraja bihi min ath-thamarati rizqan lakum. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الْفُلْكَ لِتَجْرِيَ فِي الْبَحْرِ بِأَمْرِهِ وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الْأَنْهَارِ وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ دَائِبَيْنِ وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارِ. Indeed, Allah created the cosmos and the earth and had rain come down from the sky so that you may find green come from the earth for you. And He made sure that for you ships will run in the sea. And for you, he created rivers. And for you, he put the sun. And for you, he put the moon. And for you, there is day and then there is night. He says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ وَالنُّجُومُ مُسَخَّرَاتٌ بِأَمْرِهِ فِي قِرَاءَةٍ وَالنُّجُومَ مُسَخَّرَاتٍ بِأَمْرِهِ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَعْقِلُونَ. And he created for you, says, سَخَّرَ means he made something for you. He put it at your disposal, is there to serve you. Night and day, and the moon and the sun. And the stars are all there, created for a purpose to serve you. Indeed, you will find signs for those who have intellect. Indeed, there are signs in that for those who have intellect. هو الذي جعل الشمس ضياء والقمر نورا وقدره منازل لتعلموا عدد السنين والحساب ما خلق الله ذلك إلا بالحق. He made sure that the sun would shine brightly. And the moon would be light for you at night so that you may calculate your days and your months and your years precisely. He only created that through righteousness, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَالذَّارِيَاتِ ذَرْوَى فَالْحَامِلَاتِ وِقْرَى فَالْجَارِيَاتِ يُسْرَى فَالْمُقَسِّمَاتِ أَمْرَى إِنَّمَا تُوْعَدُونَ لَصَادِقَ. So the Dhariyat talks about purposefulness. And he shows, subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he makes these oaths, that everything has a role. Everything has a role. The ones that move, the winds that move the clouds that bring the water that produces the grain that's going to be distributed amongst others, everything serves a purpose. That's why when you read the verses in the Quran that talk about Allah's commands, when he talks about salah, he talks about siyam, he talks about zakah, he talks about hajj, at the end of all these verses, you always find, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you may find mindfulness and piety. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ, so that you will increase in your guidance. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَرْشُدُونَ, so that you can find your straight path, so you can walk it clearly. Everything that he created, subhanahu wa ta'ala, has a goal. And everything he commanded us to do is purposeful. And nothing is aimless. And nothing is just left for chance. And nothing is forgotten. فَذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمُ الْحَقِّ فَمَاذَا بَعْدَ الْحَقِّ إِلَّا الضَّلَالِ فَأَنَّا تُصْرَفُونَ. This is your Lord, the Lord of truthfulness. What do you find beyond righteousness besides aimlessness, الضلال? What do you find? Nothing. الضلال, besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this goes without a need for repetition. I can go on and on. I can recite for you all day, wallahi, all day I can stand here and recite verses for you from the Quran that point out that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything purposefully. إخواني وأخواتي هذه الخطبة الخامسة عشرة من ضمن الخطب التي ابتدأتها منذ عدة أشهر وفيها أوضح موضوعا إسلاميا لا يختلف عليه اثنان ثم أوضح قضية تعيننا على تحقيق التوازن لأننا كمسلمين نحتاج إلى أن نتوازن وأن نكون أمة وسطة فالله سبحانه وتعالى ما خلق شيئا إلا وله غاية ما خلق شيئا إلا وله هدف ليس في الكون أمر ليس في الكون مخلوق يتنفس أو لا يتنفس حي أو ميت إلا والله سبحانه وتعالى خلقه لغاية يختقوم تخدمها اعلم أن لهذه القصة حبكة وأن للحكاية نهاية ذات غاية اعلم أن الله سبحانه وتعالى ما خلق شيئا عبثا وأنه ما خلقنا لاعبا لو أراد أن يتخذ لهوا لاتخذه من لدنه سبحانه وتعالى لكن خلقنا لغاية وخلق ما حولنا لغاية سبحانه وتعالى وهذا أمر لا يختلف فيه اثنان من المسلمين. That is the first piece. And to me, it's simple. If you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you've arrived at a level of belief in la ilaha illallah, you've used your intellect, you've read revelation, you've come to full certainty in la ilaha illallah, then you know that everything that exists, everything that occurs, happens for a reason, and there's wisdom behind everything. However, just because everything has a reason, and just because there is wisdom behind everything doesn't mean that you will always know it. Doesn't mean that you will always have an answer for it. You won't. You won't always have an answer for why this happened or why did this not happen. You won't. It's impossible. The world doesn't work that way. You know that there is, but you're not always going to have an answer. And your iman cannot be built on the sole fact that you have to have an answer and a reason for everything that occurs. Because if you do, then you will lose your faith at some point. With certainty, I say this, 100%, it will be lost at some point. You arrive at your belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through observation of the world around you. Through seeing, through looking at the universe and looking at history and looking at life and your personal experiences, and you come to an intellectual level degree of belief in La ilaha illallah. And it's built on concrete concepts that you have very little or you have no doubt in within at all. And you know as a part of that belief system that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not create anything aimlessly or purposelessly. Nothing. That does not mean that you and I are going to be able to explain everything that happens. That's not the case. We cannot. We do not have the tools and we're not able to explain everything and to give reason and wisdom behind everything. We know it's there, even though we don't see it. Even though we can't comprehend it. Even though sometimes we can't reach out and touch it, but we know it's there. But if you build your faith on the sole concept that everything that happens has to be explainable logically to you, then I fear for you. And I fear for your faith. And this is the point of me giving this khutbah today. Because a part of being a Muslim, or not a part, forgive me. The word part is actually very weak. What does the word Muslim mean? What does the word Muslim in Arabic actually mean? It means someone who has submitted to Allah. It's someone who accepts unconditionally everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says and does. That is what a Muslim means. So when we walk around this earth saying I'm Muslim, that means that you have accepted unconditionally everything that he has done subhanahu wa ta'ala and will do, and you have submitted yourself to his will, Jalla Jalaluhu. That's what Muslim being a Muslim means. Many times in life, we will fail to be able to explain why that happened, or why this occurred, or why that didn't happen, or why this was late, or why it was early. We will fail. You'll sit there and you'll have no answer. And that's okay. That is a part of this story. The concept of taslim, of submission, means that you've accepted that already. This is extremely important to understand because there's no other way to look at it. Some people, they don't believe in God because of difficulties, because of pain, because of the sole existence of pain. That's their only argument. They stand by it. And they say because of the fact that there is pain, there are catastrophes, there are misfortunes, and there's suffering, we don't believe in God. Some Muslims come back and say, we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala despite the pain. I'm telling you the following. We believe in Allah because of the pain, not despite it. Because there is pain and there is suffering and there is agony and there is difficulty, we believe in Allah because of it, not despite it. Not despite because of it. Have you not read the Quran? When they stood, the 1400 men, for 10 days, they didn't sleep, they didn't eat, digging that trench. When they stood and they looked and they saw 10,000 people marching towards them to kill them. The disbelievers said, مَا وَعَدَنَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ إِلَّا غُرُورًا. Everything we were told is a lie. The mu'min said, listen to what Allah says about the mu'mins. وَلَمَّا رَأَى الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الْأَحْزَابِ قَالُوا هَذَا مَا وَعَدَنَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَصَدَقَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَمَا زَادَهُمْ إِلَّا إِيمَانًا وَتَسْلِيمًا. They stood there when they saw the Confederates, when they saw 10,000 people marching towards them, said, this is what Allah has promised us. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us. He is truthful. And that only strengthened their iman and only strengthened their relationship. Because that's what he promised subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you understand revelation, if you've studied any of it, you know that that is what he promised. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه يغفر لكم يا فوز المستغفرين استغفر الله. الحمد لله وحده وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اتبع نهجه ووفى عهده We submit to His will, subhanahu wa ta'ala. We accept things happen. We don't waste time. Well, why did it happen? We don't question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know that we're not at any level that allows us to question the Almighty subhanahu wa ta'ala in any form. That that's not our job. Things happen, so we respond. Things occur, so we stand up and we do what needs to be done. And we take care of it. We don't waste time wondering why this happened and why that happened. Because that's what He promised. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Did people think, honestly think, they were going to walk around saying, we believe in Allah and no trials or tribulations would come their way? وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. And indeed, we have tribulated, we have trialed all those who came before them. And indeed, Allah will expose. We will expose, subhanahu wa ta'ala, with no doubt at all, those who are honest and those who are liars. أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ وَلَمَّا يَعْلَمِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا مِنْكُمْ وَيَعْلَمَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Or you think you're going to enter Jannah before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exposes those of you who are truly willing to strive for His sake and those who are willing to be perseverant. You want to hear something specific about recent events? Listen to this verse and see how relevant it is to you. أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ. Or you thought you were going to enter Jannah. وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. And before you were going to be trialed like those before you were trialed. مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ وَالضَّرَّاءُ وَزُلْزِلُوا حَتَّى يَقُولَ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ أَلَا إِنَّ نَصْرَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ. They went through difficulty. They went through hated moments of pain, of agony and suffering, they were shook, zulzilu. They were shook to their core until the Prophet and the believers with him said, when will the victory of Allah come? Indeed, the victory of Allah is near, it's close. Whenever He wants to offer it, He'll offer it, subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's not a problem. The question is, when things like these occur, when this happens, what do you do? What do you do? We have exaggerated the way we deal with occurrences within the world around us. We've exaggerated it. Because we know there's reasoning for everything, and because we know there's wisdom behind everything, and because we've been able, successfully, to actually figure out why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded a lot of things, and discommanded a lot of other things, and why a lot of things around us behave the way they behave. We've been able to figure out some of these things, a few of them. We believe now that we have the ability to explain everything. And if we can't explain something, there's something that doesn't work anymore. If there's something unexplainable, there must be a problem. And people start losing their faith because they didn't understand to begin with. You're a Muslim. You submit. You submit. You accept regardless whether there is reason that you can see or not, whether you can explain it or not. You accept because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed it. So when something like that occurs, when a catastrophe occurs upon people, the ignorant will spend time wondering why and who and how could, and those who understand La ilaha illallah, they will say, هَذَا مَا وَعَدَنَا اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَصَدَقَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَمَا زَادَهُمْ إِلَّا إِيمَانًا وَتَسْلِيمًا. They'll increase in their iman. They'll say, this is what we are promised. And they'll get up and they will go and they will actually do the job. They will go and they will provide relief. And they will relieve pain for those who are going through it. They will go and they will figure out how they can contribute positively to people who are suffering and going through agony anywhere in the world. You put your head down and you do the job. You folk, what needs to be done? Just yahi, do it. What are you wasting your time doing here? Asking questions that are way beyond my and your payroll. Asking questions, you're questioning Allah, you're questioning God, you're questioning this the life as it is and the universe, the way it works and how the earth actually functions. You're gonna question that? Anyone who believes in Allah being a subuh wouldn't do it. The ummah that says subhanallah every time it has the chance wouldn't do that. An ummah that believes in subhanallah is an ummah that gets up and it does its job. When a catastrophe occurs, they only increase in their iman and they only increase in the amount of effort that they put forward. Why is it? Why is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave the people of Yunus and didn't forgive Fir'aun? Why? Why did Yunus alayhi salam walk away after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him to tell his people they're going to be punished tomorrow morning? And then suddenly things happened in a certain way and then the people of Yunus were spared. And Fir'aun, who as he was drowning, would say, "Amantu annahu la ilaha illa alladhi amanat bihi," and they said, "No." Why? Why did Allah? And they said, "We don't know, and we never will." And it's not our business to know. And that's not what we're here for. And certain things we'll never fully understand, and we just do the job. We just understand what's required of us, and we do it. And we stop asking questions that are beyond what we need to understand. Ask the questions that matter. I am not here to tell you that you just close your eyes and walk blindly. I've never said that before. Actually, I have been criticized heavily for saying the opposite. But there are things. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Dhul Izzah. He is Al-Aziz subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the unfathomable. There are aspects of things that occur within the world around you that you will never be able to fully comprehend and understand. And that's okay. When Ibrahim was told, and I'll end with this. When Ibrahim alayhi salam was told, go slaughter your son. Tell me, please. Please offer me your infinite wisdom. And tell me, why? It's his only son. And he's an adult now. Why? Why would he slaughter his son? Go ahead. Explain it. Why would he do it? Give me one good reason why Ibrahim would take a 15-year-old boy and slaughter him like a sheep. Tell me why. That's why when you read the verses in the Quran, what did it say about him? Falamma what? Huh? Falamma aslama. When they fully submitted. When they fully submitted, وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينِ وَنَادَيْنَاهُ أَنْ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ قَدْ صَدَّقَتَ الرُّؤْيَا. When he fully submitted and said, okay, that's your will, that's what will happen. It was a test beyond tests. It was a trial beyond trials because Ibrahim was the most intellectual described prophet in the Quran. Ibrahim alayhi salam questioned everything, right? He questioned everything. He came and questioned, why are you worshipping these rocks again? هَلْ يَسْمَعُونَكُمْ إِذْ تَدْعُونَ أَوْ يَنْفَعُونَكُمْ أَوْ يَضُرُّونَ قَالُوا بَلْ وَجَدْنَا آبَاءَنَا كَذَلِكَ يَفْعَلُونَ فَجَعَلَهُمْ جُذَاذًا إِلَّا كَبِيرًا لَهُمْ. So he destroyed the idols to see what would happen. And then he stood, he saw people worshipping the star. So he turned and he said, okay, fine. Let's see. Let's see what these stars are going to do. فَلَمَّا رَأَى الْقَمَرَ بَازِغًا فَلَمَّا رَأَى الشَّمْسَ بَازِغَةً. He started to speak to the moon and the stars and the sun. He's like, what is this? Doesn't make any sense. There's no sense in it. So he didn't do it. And when he couldn't understand, he asked his Lord, رَبِّ أَرِنِي كَيْفَ تُحْيِي الْمَوْتَ. Explain to me, how do you do it? I don't understand how you do it. I cannot comprehend how it is. Something dies, how you put it back together. I can't. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, here, take. Slaughter a few pigeons, put them on the mountains, stand back and watch, and I'll show you. So he did. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, the prophet who asked all the right questions and came to faith with full certainty through his intellect, through watching and observing the world around him. At one moment he was told, slaughter your son. Let's see if you can figure out why to do that one. Huh? Why are you going to do that one? He couldn't find out a reason, but he did it anyway because he's a Muslim. And that's why he's awwalul muslimin. He is the one who submitted himself. Who said, Ya Rab, I submit to your will, whatever it may be. I'll like some of it, I won't like other parts of it. It doesn't matter. If that's your will, then I'm okay. And I have no objection. Because La ilaha illa ant, that's why. Because I believe in La ilaha illallah, so I submit myself. And as Muslims, we have to do the same. This is very important. This is very, very important. Everything. You spend a lot of time understanding things, and that's your job to do that, to comprehend, to find reason, to find wisdom so that things make sense to you. But then know this, within your life, things will happen and you'll have no explanation. There'll be no reason. You won't be able to come up with the reason why a child at 2 years old or 3 years old has cancer and dies. There's no reason for it. And I'm not going to spend time wondering why God accepted that and didn't accept something else. I submit to his will and I do my job and I'm there beside them. I comfort, I relieve pain, I help the family. That's what my job. My job is not to turn to God and say, no, let's pause here. We need to change. Who am I to do that? Who am I to do any of that? My job is to see what needs to be done and then I provide it. I provide the service because we're ibad, we are servants. So we provide the service needed. We don't question the master himself, subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is so important. This is beyond important. This is central to your survival as a Muslim. As a Muslim, if you care to survive as a Muslim in this world, this has to become your bread and butter. This has to be completely clear to you. You achieve your belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and once you have certainty, you submit to His will, Jalla Jalaluhu, with no questions. You understand that you don't have the ability to explain and comprehend every little thing that happens around you. Some things happen. One day, you will return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you'll explain whatever it is that you were stuck with during your life. Aside from that, you carry your name with dignity and pride because you're Muslim. So you practice that and you be Muslim. It's very harmful when you start trying to explain something that doesn't have an explanation. You saw an earthquake hit, people died. Horrific, catastrophic, heartbreaking on every level. The images will haunt us to our graves and maybe beyond, maybe even beyond that. Very difficult. You want to explain why it happened? You can't explain why it happened. There's no explanation. It happened. It happened. Nusallim lak ya Rabb. We submit to you. And then we go and we help and we do what we can. When you try to force an explanation on something that's not explainable, you say things that are very hurtful. You say something like, it's probably because of their dhunub. Really? How arrogant of you. Who told you this? Who gave you this amazing insight for you to look at a group of people and say they are punished because of their dhunub? Or this is because of ma'asi? Or this is because of... Or whatever the explanation is will turn into nothing but harm and nothing but an act of arrogance and nothing but a misconception. And this will actually cause people to lose their faith altogether because you're saying that which you have no knowledge to actually make the statement. How dare any of us say anything? How dare we say anything? It happened. And happened to them. So we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Him for His mercy. And we ask Him for His forgiveness. And we ask Him for aid. And then we turn to those who are struggling. And we offer it to them wholeheartedly. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we were spared for another day. And that's it. And it doesn't go beyond that. Wallahi, one step. Nothing. But if you want to explain that which cannot be explained, you end up stuck. And you say things later on that harm you and harm others. I want to leave you with that because I think it's very important. إخواني وأخواتي, نحن سمانا إبراهيم عليه السلام المسلمين. هو سماكم المسلمين من قبل وفي هذا. المسلم من أسلم وجهه لله. من أسلم أمره لله. من قبل أمر الله وحكم الله فيه وفي غيره. من لم يسائل الله في كونه. من لم يلتفت إلى الله معترضا على حكم حكمه سبحانه وتعالى كل أحكام الله معللة وكل مخلوقات الله سبحانه وتعالى ذات غاية وصاحبة هدف إلا أننا كبشر غير قادرين نحن غير قادرين على فهم كل الأمور لا نستطيع فهم وتعليل كل شيء ليس عندنا تلك القدرة على أن نعلل كل أمر أمره الله سبحانه وتعالى أو اختاره الله جل في علاه لا نستطيع ومن أراد أن يقحم نفسه في هذا المجال أخطأ وضل وأضل وضر بالناس لا ينبغي لمصيبة أن تحدث للناس فنعللها ونقول حدثت لذنوبهم وحدثت لأنهم كانوا كذا وحدثت عقوبة من هذا الذي يستطيع أن يقول عن شيء حصل للناس أو عن ظاهرة كونية أنها عقوبة لا يقول هذا إلا الله فإن كان الله قد حدثك أو أخبرك أن هذا زلزال كان عقوبة منه فلك ذلك وإن لم يكن الله قد أخبرك فأمسك لسانك وأسلم وجهك لله واعلم أن هذه الحبكة لها نهاية في الآخر تعود إلى الله ويكلمك الله ويشرح لك الله أما في الدنيا فإذا ما نزلت مصيبة بالناس قم فأنجد وأغث الملهوف واحمل الكل وأعن صاحب الحاجة واحمد الله أنها لم تنزل بك وغير ذلك لا تعد مقدار أنملة لا تعد ذلك مقدار أنملة ولا, ولا, ولا شيء كل شيء خلقه الله له غاية تغيب عنا الغايات فنقبل ونسلم نسلم لأسمك مسلم نسلم لله سبحانه وتعالى في أمره I hope that was a benefit to you وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ أَمَرَنَا بِأَمْرٍ عَظِيمٍ فَقَالَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وارض اللهم عن الأربعة الخلفاء السادة الحمد حنفاء أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وارض اللهم عن أزواجه أمهات المؤمنين، وعن آله الطيبين الطاهرين، وعن صحابته الغر الميامين، وعن التابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، وعنا معهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات، الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم فرج هموم المهمومين، ونفس كروب المكروبين، وارفع الغم عن المغمومين، وارفع الظلم عن المظلومين، واحقن دماءنا ودماء المسلمين، وعاف مبتلانا ومبتلى المسلمين، واشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين، وارحم أمواتنا وأموات المسلمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. خفف عن أهل المصاب مصابهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم يا رب انصر إخواننا المرابطين في المسجد الأقصى، ورده إلينا في العاجل القريب يا رب العالمين، وردنا أجمعين إليك وإلى دينك ردا جميلا، وتب علينا من ذنوبنا توبة نصوحة طهرنا بها قلبا وجسدا وروحا، وما ذلك عليك اللهم بعزيز. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. إن شاء الله tomorrow at 5:15 we have a town hall. It marks the 1 year anniversary of opening this place. We started on February 18th of 2022, and tomorrow is February 18th of 2023. Everyone here is invited to come and attend. Ask your questions. Roast us if you want to. You can criticize us. Whatever you want to do, let us know how we're doing and allow us, inshallah, to grow with you. So please, if you have time tomorrow, I know it's a Saturday and the sun's out, but please come and attend and participate with us and contribute. Jazakumullah khair. Aqim as-salah.